this next chart, in fact, the next two charts, are about the sons of men and children of men and daughters of men. Those are all synonyms for the unrighteous. And these verses here articulate that and show that these sons of men are the unrighteous. And this is a contrast to Genesis 6, who were the daughters, these are synonyms to the daughters of men in Genesis 6, who are a contrast to the sons of God from Genesis 6. So the sons of God are the righteous, daughters of men in Genesis 6 are the unrighteous. And to show that sons of men and daughters of men are synonyms, here are a list of scriptures. Daughters of men is only listed in Genesis 6, but all of these verses in Genesis and Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Jeremiah, they articulate what sons of men, and that they are the unrighteous. Okay, from Genesis 11:5, they are the unrighteous, and they were building a Tower of Babel. So those that were building the Tower of Babel, they were referred to as being unrighteous sons of men. Psalm 4 verses 2 and 3 contrasted the sons of men with the righteous. Psalm 12, 1, 2, and 8, the sons of men are not faithful, but they are wicked. Psalm 21, 8 through 11, the sons of men are enemies of God, and He will consume them with fire because they are wicked. So, this tells us here, this explains out eternity right here for the unrighteous from Psalm 21, long ago in the time of David. Psalm 31, 17 through 20, it contrasts the righteous versus the unrighteous sons of men. So it articulates that the sons of men are the unrighteous. Psalm 57, 3 through 6, sons of men are set on fire and they will fall into a pit. Psalm 58, 1 through 5, and 10 and 11, the sons of men are wicked and will be judged by God. Proverbs 8, 4 and 5, the sons of men are fools. Proverbs 15, 5 through 11, sons of men are fools, their sacrifices and ways are an abomination to God, and they will see destruction. Now from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 16 through 19, it articulates that the sons of men are wicked and are like animals. Ecclesiastes 8, 10 through 13, the sons of men work evil, they are wicked and do not fear God. Ecclesiastes 9, 3, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil and madness, and they will die. And Jeremiah 32, 19, 22, and 23, the disobedient Israelites were called the sons of men. God caused much calamity to come upon them. So these are all examples of the sons of men being the unrighteous. So the sons of men, daughters of men, and children of men are all synonyms for the unrighteous, whereas the sons of God and the children of God are the righteous, and daughters of God are never mentioned in the Bible, just sons of God and children of God. And so that contrast with the sons of men. Any questions or comments on this? Okay, and here are three verses that talk about the children of men. So down here, Mother put a little illustration. The children of men are the whole, whereas daughters of men and sons of men are the synecdoche. They are the parts that represent the whole. So all-inclusive are the children of men, and that's broken down to the daughters of men and sons of men, but they're all synonyms for the unrighteous. So these verses here are talking about the children of men. And 1 Samuel 26:19, the children say, go serve other gods. So the children of men are telling people to go serve other gods. And so that's what the unrighteous say. Psalm 14:1 through 5, children of men are corrupt, none do good, they work iniquity, they devour God's people, and they do not call upon the name of the Lord. In Psalm 53, 1 through 4, children of men are corrupt, none do good, they work iniquity, they devour God's people, and they do not call upon the name of the Lord. And calling upon the name of the Lord is what the righteous must do in order to be saved. And that was first mentioned in Genesis chapter 4. And then it is more fully articulated in Acts 2 when Peter is quoting prophet, not Jeremiah the prophet, but I forgot his name right offhand. Joel the prophet, when he was quoting him about at this time, which Peter said, this day is today, men will then begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And so then he told them what they must, so they asked Peter, what must we do in order to call upon the name of the Lord? And then that's when Peter told them that everyone must be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Okay, are there any questions or comments on any of these? If not, then we will end there and pick up on the next chart next week.